Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. What in the world is going on? Is it true? The FBI, the DOJ, hiding information, not allowing information to come out about the Biden crime family? Let's talk about it. Are where they went. They caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in tonight's episode. Look, if you haven't already, because I know sometimes the social media platforms don't allow you to get notifications, except for Rumble. I think, to my understanding, Rumble, you get your notifications if you want them. But the other ones, I think they're preventing people from getting a notification. So I'm going to ask you, please set an alarm on your mobile device. Set an alarm for 7 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday. Set an alarm. I will be here Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. Central. Set an alarm so then that way you don't have to depend on them telling you what you can and cannot watch. Okay, before we get into the major story tonight, I want to share something with you. We got good news, actually. We have phenomenal news. Joe Biden said he's not coming back. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Who's happy about that? Who's excited? Are you excited? When he said he's not going, he said, so he's over in Ireland, right? It's Ireland, right? He's over in Ireland, and he says he's not going back to America. What? Now, sadly, you know Joe Biden constantly lies, so it was like short-lived. I was reminded that Joe Biden lied all the time, and it was short-lived. So he's probably going to come back. I mean, he needs to stay over there and tell Kamala Harris to get a one-way ticket, too. But let them all just go over there, right? They love socialism. Let them go. Is Ireland a socialist country? Don't know, really don't care. But if Joe Biden wants to stay there, then let him stay. I mean, really, we don't need him here. We don't want him here, to be honest with you. But anyways, here's a short clip where he's saying that he's not going to go back to America, but he's going to stay there. You really can't make this stuff up, people. And it would be nice. You know what? That would be, you know what? I would say, Joe Biden, thank you so much for staying and not returning. It would be really awesome if you were to do such a thing.
Thank you all very much. And I'm not going home. I'm staying here. This is an incredible place. All you American reporters. Looks just like the White House, right?
Okay, so if it's, I mean, he says it doesn't look like the White House to me. Does it look like the White House to you, Shannon? I don't ever recall seeing any images where the White House is looking like that. And I've been to the White House twice with President Trump. Twice. So it doesn't look like the White House to me, but you know what? According to Joe Biden, I probably look like the restroom to him, too. I mean, who knows?
Right? Well, he probably thinks he is home then.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's no need for him to come back. I mean, really, do us all a favor, Joe. Stay. They probably don't want him there. And here's the proof that they probably don't want him there. Look at this one here. This is, I guess, I don't even know I guess it's the president of Ireland. Is that what it is? I don't even know his name. And I do apologize for not knowing his name. It's really not important to me, to be honest with you. But apparently, he's there walking around with his wife and Joe Biden is standing there. They're getting ready to do a photo op.
His name is Higgins.
Higgins? Okay, Higgins.
Yeah, he is the president.
See, that's why that's why my producer's on top of it. My producer keep me in line. Higgins. So I'm assuming this is Higgins' wife that's on the red carpet here with Joe Biden. And they're getting ready to do a photo op. Now, watch this. This is really interesting to me. I mean, it really is, because we all know about Joe Biden. When he gets around certain people, he likes to. I like it. Watch this. So they're there. They get ready to do a photo op. And he moves. He purposely puts Joe Biden in between them. Because, you know, I think, isn't that how it typically goes? Like the other world leader shows up and then they put that person in between. But look at her response. Look at her response. ah! I mean, she's like, nope. She said, I've seen all the videos of Joe. She's not going to get my, you're not getting my hair anywhere close to him. I saw that. I'm like, dude. Now, you know what's really funny is that none of the liberal media will probably bring this up, that she actually did this. None of them would. But if it was President Trump, they would make it a big ordeal. They'd be like, oh my goodness, why do you think that she didn't want to stand close to Trump? And they would go, who do you know want to stand close to Trump? Right? Who do you know? He probably smells bad. This is what the liberal media would be saying. But I guarantee they say nothing about this. And why won't they say anything about this? And you know what? I would love to ask her the question. Can you tell me why? I mean, seriously, I really want to know. I really want to know why you went from this position. Go back to it. Go back to it for me. I really want to know why you went from this position to this position. She knows what's going on, people. I mean, she's not walking around like Joe Biden, just delirious, like, where am I?
I don't know. He might be. He's literally 1 year older than Biden. He's 81 and Biden's 80.
No, but her. Oh. Why did she move to the other side? And because, look, he purposely put Joe in between them. And she saw that taking place. And she's like, I don't want to be next to Joe.
Maybe his reputation is worldwide.
I think it is. How many times has that video gone viral where he was like, someone's here. Okay, let's get to the real story. Let's get to some serious stuff tonight. I just want to play that. I mean, I thought it was interesting. Joe Biden said he's not coming back to America. Ooh, we can only wish. We can only wish. But there's other news. You remember the whole Hunter Biden laptop?
Russia.
They said it was Russian propaganda. And come to find out that it wasn't Russian propaganda. They even removed news organizations because they talked about the Russian Hunter Biden laptop. Remember? Which it was, they said it was all disinformation. It wasn't valid information. It wasn't real. And come to find out that it was. Well, Joe Biden kept denying that he took any money, or Joe Biden kept denying as well that he had no idea of Hunter Biden's criminal activities. Oh, I don't know what he's doing. I don't know anything. There's a video with Joe Biden, which everybody has seen by now, where Joe Biden's sitting on a panel and he's saying, look, if you don't fire the prosecutor going after Burisma Oil, you will not get the $1 billion. And they say, you can't do that. You're not the president. And Joe Biden said, call the president, being Obama at the time. He said, call him. He's in agreement with me on this. And you have leftists right now saying that video does not exist. They're saying that Joe Biden has never said that. And the biggest question that I have with all of that is, when Joe Biden said that about the prosecutor going after Burisma Oil, why in the world would somebody from the United States of America care about any company in another country where a prosecutor is going after that business? Why would he care? Right? I'm pretty sure there are some prosecutors going after businesses in Australia, but you don't hear Joe Biden talking about those businesses. Why not? Well, we all know that Hunter Biden was on the board of Burisma. That's the reason why. It's obvious. There's so much evidence that shows the Biden crime family is corrupt, but you have the DOJ and the FBI looking the other way. They're all looking the other way. Listen to this video report that was on Fox News actually talking about the Hunter Biden laptop. But this is really strange because it's not even just the Hunter Biden laptop. This is a young man that used to work for Obama, and he saw the corruption from Hunter Biden and Joe Biden firsthand. He saw the corruption that Obama was doing firsthand. And they're ignoring him. So he has to go on Fox News to tell his story. And he was just a whistleblower. He was trying to keep his name out of it, but they ignored him to the point to where he's like, I have to tell the story because there's so much corruption going on. People, he used to work for Obama. Says a lot.
White House official says he wants to testify to a federal grand jury because he says he has information about then Vice President Joe Biden's role in his son Hunter's business. But he says the FBI has been ignoring him.
Former Obama stenographer Mike McCormick joins us now. Mike, thanks for being here. You say you are a witness to a crime. Walk us through why you say that.
Yes. Hi, Ashley. Hi, Todd. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
So in April 2014, I was in Air Force Two with Joe Biden and Jake Sullivan. At the time, no one knew that Hunter Biden was already on the board of Burisma Holdings, the natural gas conglomerate from Ukraine.
Listen to this.
Joe Biden is directing Jake Sullivan in the front of the plane what to say to the press. My job as a stenographer on the plane is to record what the vice president or a senior administration official says to the press.
I mean, this dude is a walking, walking evidence box.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, he really is. He's walking evidence. He's literally the evidence. If he was actually there transcribing what they were saying, because that was his job, he's writing all of this down. And they're keeping all this information out from the public view, the public eye. Please hit the share button right now. Please hit the share button. No matter how you're watching this, hit the thumbs up and hit the share button on this right now. Let's get people to know the truth, because, you know, they're going to try to prevent anybody and everybody from seeing this.
So I'm sitting back there with the tape recorder. Jake Sullivan comes back and somebody asks him about fracking. His answer is, well, we're bringing a lot of American assistance over for fracking. Burisma was the direct beneficiary of that fracking.
This is devastating. This is, it really is, because they use American taxpayer dollars for Burisma. Burisma Oil, the same company that Hunter Biden had ties to, probably still does for all we know.
And that's what I recorded. And that's in a White House transcript. In the transcript, you don't know who Jake Sullivan is. It's a senior administration official. I'm the witness that says Jake Sullivan is the guy who said it. And he should be investigated, because at the time, Hunter Biden was on the board of Burisma. And Joe Biden is bringing American taxpayer money to enrich that company and himself and his family.
Yeah, Mike, let me throw in a few dates here. Hunter joins the Burisma board April 18th, 2014. You have that conversation with Jake Sullivan April 21st, 2014, outlining how the U.S. would help Ukraine's gas industry with Joe Biden's help. Hunter's role not made public till May 12th, 2014. And then in December of that year, Congress approves $50 million to support Ukraine's energy sector.
You hear that? You hear that? And that is, I guess that's kind of like on top of the $1 billion when Joe Biden, right? Remember sitting on the panel, $1 billion. So they fired the prosecutor before Joe Biden. He said, fire him before I get on the airplane, if I remember correctly, right? Fire him before such and such time. And he said, by darn, he said something else. They canceled the prosecutor because they wanted the $1 billion. Why would he do that? Why? What is the billion? What does Joe Biden care about a prosecutor going after another company if there's some fraudulent activity going on? Why would he care? Obvious. And you know what? I've actually played that video where Joe Biden is saying it. And guess what? Is Joe Biden on a panel saying it. And then YouTube gave me a copyright strike. YouTube gave me a copyright strike for it. Why? Because somebody, a leftist, took it and put music with it. And now they're saying that it's copyright and lyrics. Right? I mean, this is how they operate. This is how they operate. They've even put copyright strikes on my voice sometimes. Right? I guess someone's trying to copyright my voice like I no longer own it, which is kind of crazy to me. Now, here's some more to this story about the Biden crime family and what Obama knew. Obama knew about this as well. And I've said it multiple times before. There's no way, to give you an example, that Obama did not know that they were spying on a candidate running for presidency. There's no way that he did not know. There's no way. Hit the share button on this. Look at this video. Look at this. This is what that guy talking about him again. But this, the corruption with the FBI, the DOJ, not any of them wanting to take this gentleman's statement when he was in there. He was a staff member. He was writing this stuff down as they were saying it and doing it. He was writing it down. And they don't want to talk to him. You know why? Because they know if they talk to him, then that means Obama will have to come talk. And I would love to see an indictment for Obama. And there's rumor has it, and that's just rumor, that Obama's thinking about leaving America and going back to Kenya. It's just rumor.
You know, Mike, my biggest question is, you said the FBI has been ignoring you. It's no secret right now that people don't have a lot of faith in the FBI. Would you tell them, and would they say back to you?
In February, I went to the FBI and filed one of their tips.
Now, listen to this, because this is extremely important. And this man is still walking around free. Let me say that. He's still walking around free. So if you go to the FBI and you leave a tip with the FBI, what do you think would happen if you leave fraudulent information with the FBI? Hit that share button. I'm telling you right now, hit the share button. It's extremely important that this information gets out.
Yeah.
In February, I went to the FBI and filed one of their tips on their website. If you do that and you're lying to them, you go to jail. I'm not lying. I'm telling the truth, and I'm not going to jail.
Yes, he's not going to jail because why? He's still out. He's on Fox News telling everybody what the FBI and the DOJ is ignoring. I'm sorry I had to break in there. Hit the share button if you hadn't already. I'm asking you, hit the share button.
Joe Biden is a criminal. He was.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Joe Biden is a what? Joe Biden is a what? I like this young man.
Biden is a criminal. He was conducting malfeasance in office to enrich his family. Jake Sullivan is a conspirator in that. And there's more Obama officials involved in it, I believe.
So you are willing to go under oath to state that you are certain that this was a kickback scheme that Joe Biden was orchestrating, correct?
Correct. There's a grand jury right now in Wilmington, Delaware. They've been seated for 3 years with a special prosecutor named David Weiss. If David Weiss can't have me in front of his grand jury explaining what I know as a witness, that's a fraudulent grand jury. It's a fraudulent use of the American judicial system to cover for Barack Obama and Joe Biden's crimes in office.
You hear that? And Obama and Joe Biden's crimes in office. But no, don't pay attention to that. Pay attention to the shiny object, everybody. Let's indict Trump over fraudulent information. Let's indict him over that. That's what we need to do. Put out the shiny object, get everyone to be distracted, get everyone not to pay attention to the actual criminal activity that's happening in our country. Hit the share button. I'm asking you, I'm begging you, hit the share button. Hit the thumbs up for me. Hit the thumbs up. This information is so mind-blowing. And the reason why it is because we all knew that this criminal activity was going on. You're like, well, we already knew this. Right? Let me ask you, who's surprised? Who's surprised that this information is coming out? Who's surprised that this actually happened? No one is surprised. Now, I was taken back a little bit because this guy was, as far as this guy being an Obama staff member, and he's actually telling it. He's actually coming out telling the truth. And they ignored him. Why would the FBI / the DOJ ignore someone that's actually leaving a tip with them? Now, I hope nothing happens to this young man. Because you know what happens to people. You remember the guy Seth Rich? What happened to him? They still won't tell us what happened to Seth Rich. Do you know who I'm talking about? And a lot of people completely forget about Seth Rich. Oh, yeah, I forgot about him. To my understanding, he suicided himself in the back of the head with two bullets. Right? And they don't know. They don't know what happened to him. Just, you know, even Julian Assange was asking what happened. And hey, I think he offered X amount of dollars for anyone who can send me evidence and show me that who did it. I hope nothing happens to this young man. Because if he's walking around and he has that locked up in him about the information that took place and all the corruption that took place, do you think that they're not going to try to disappear? Do you think they're not going to? Now, let me talk about this. You know, they had these leaked documents, right? And Joe Biden has these was over 1,000 classified documents. And even President Trump tweeted about it. Or not tweeted, sorry. True socialed about it. He told the truth about it. But listen to this. This was on the Communist News Network, and they're talking about the leaked documents. Now, the leaked documents, they're making this connection with the leaked documents because of the gentleman that actually leaked the documents was a young white male at the age of 21, and he was in the reserves, right, Shannon? He was in the reserves?
Yeah, he was in the Air.
He was in the Air
National Guard.
Air National Guard. He's an Air National Guard. Right. Which kind of brings another question that how is it that he had this access to this information? Listen to what they say here on the Communist News Network about this information and about the leaked documents.
The Washington Post spoke to a friend of the alleged leaker who said that the documents were posted to an online chat room by someone who worked at an unidentified military base. Some members of the chat group are apparently from Russia. The Post reports that the photos included highly classified satellite images and detailed battlefield charts from Ukraine. Now, CNN has not independently verified the report, but President Biden did comment on the issue for the first time in Dublin. Take a listen.
Mr. President, could you give an update on that leak investigation, the leaked documents from DOD?
I can't right now. There is a full-blown investigation going on, as you know, with the intelligence community and the Justice Department, and they're getting close.
CNN cybersecurity reporter Sean Lindgrass joins me now. I'm from Washington. Sean, good to have you on the program. So what more do we know about this person and what are we learning about his motivations?
Now, this is where it gets really crazy. And remember yesterday, for those of you that tuned in yesterday, I talked about how they're going after Christians. You remember how I said that? And what are they saying about him, Shannon? What are they saying about this young man that leaked the documents?
Out there saying that he was a Christian,
uh-huh.
He was anti-war, and he was pro-gun. So they all
emphasize that he was a Christian,
right?
But they don't say anything about the terrorists in Nashville. What that terrorist was going into the Christian school? They say nothing about that person.
They didn't say anything about Christians nothing about being that killed. Person. No,
and they don't care. And people wondering why the DOJ and the FBI want to infiltrate Christianity. Listen.
Yeah, it's an interesting question because there's a lot of murky details out there. We don't know the exact motivation. I mean, according to the Post article, this person was in a chat room on the social media platform Discord for several months.
Listen.
Bonding with some younger people that were shared a love of video games,
right,
of guns, and of religion.
You hear that? You hear that? You hear that?
Yeah, they're trying to.
I mean, I'm like, oh my goodness.
MAGA,
oh my goodness.
He
released these documents and he's talking about guns and religion, right? These people on the left, they see all of us that believe in God as the biggest threat to humanity because of their sickness. Because of their sickness, they see us as the biggest threat to humanity. And this is what they're doing. Why do you think the FBI, the DOJ want to infiltrate the Christian community? Why do you think they want to do that? And they're only doing that because they know majority of the people that believe in God in a political realm are Republicans. That's the reason why.
Social media platform Discord for several months, bonding with some younger people that were shared a love of video games, of guns, and of religion. And over a period of time, this person who the Post calls OG, the leaker, they mean to say, started to present these excerpts of these classified documents and to sort of express his expertise on this and cultivate this rapport with these younger people. So it's an interesting case of sort of almost a cult-like atmosphere going on in this chat room.
Okay, right there. Have y'all noticed, you can get him off the screen. Have y'all noticed here lately, I guess it's been happening maybe the last couple of weeks or so, that they call all Trump supporters cult, in a cult. I mean, they're literally saying this, right? I mean, especially over on Twitter. They say, you Trump supporters, you're in a cult. They say that we're in a cult but they are the ones drinking the Kool-Aid.
Kung flu?
They're the ones drinking the Kool-Aid, but we're in the coat. Make it make sense. Make it make sense. And on top of that, they're talking about these leaked documents because this young man put him out there. And personally, this young man is a hero. I'm just saying, because a lot of people were getting upset with me because I was not going along with the liberal media when the liberal media was saying that he probably altered the documents. And I said, they don't do that. Typically, people don't do that. Now, I'm not saying it doesn't happen or it can happen, but typically, if you're going to leak documents, highly classified documents, you're not going to alter them. Most cases, you leak documents because you want to expose the truth. But it's interesting. They're talking about these documents. But they don't, and they talk about President Trump's Mar-a-Lago documents, where President Trump could completely declassify them. But they don't want to talk about Joe Biden's documents. Let's put this up on the screen here. This is what President Trump on True Social talking about the classified documents. It says Biden obstructed with thousands of boxes loaded with classified documents. Thousands, people, many stored in Chinatown.
China.
And you hear nothing about it.
Why are you not
hearing anything about it? Because they are protecting the Biden crime family. They're protecting Joe.
Well, I forgot to tell you, on Twitter, they're saying that this is completely racist.
What is?
Because they said...
What's racist?
This statement that Trump made.
How is it racist?
Because he said Chinatown.
China.
I was like, what?
What?
Nancy China. Pelosi in San Francisco called that section in San Francisco Chinatown.
Yeah, she sure did.
So is she racist too?
She sure did.
That's absurd.
Well, you know what? Again, you know what? For the left, they can do criminal activity. For the left, they can, you know how they constantly say, you know, Trump and no one is above the law. They're actually saying it like this. No one is above the law except for us. That's pretty much how they're saying it.
Because he literally didn't say anything about the classified documents. He only criticized
Trump.
Trump
said they were stored in Chinatown.
They were.
China.
That's all he said. He didn't say anything. Are you pulling my leg that they're saying this?
No, I'm not pulling your leg at all. That narrows it down.
There's a whole bunch of stupid liberals on.
Yeah.
And they like staying on there just because.
They really do.
You know, they really do. Yeah, they like staying on there because, you know, it's like they don't want to go anywhere else. So I have something else I want to share with you. This one, again, So I just played the clip on the Communist News Network, how they're saying that, you know, they're talking about this guy when he's on Discord and they're talking about guns and talking about religion. He didn't want to, I guess he was told, don't say Christianity. Don't say Christianity because we have a lot of black people and Hispanic people and Asian people that are Christians. So keep that down. Just say religion. Just say religion. Well, technically, we already know, and I talked about it last night, their goal is to go after Christianity, just like what it says in the Bible in the last days. You'll be persecuted for my name's sake, talking about Christ. And that's what they're wanting to do. Because even Hillary Rodham Clinton, I'll never forget it, in 2015, there was a video with Hillary Rodham Clinton saying that Christians need to be reprogrammed, they need to be reindoctrinated in their way of thinking because they want all this perversion. Well, listen to Kelly McEnany, where she's talking about this very thing. And I talked about it yesterday, and I want to show it today. Listen.
Viewers can do math. The American people can do math. When you have an administration that won't use the word Christian when six Christians are murdered, when you have an administration whose FBI talks about going after radical traditional Catholics, when you have, just yesterday we learned from Jim Jordan, an undercover agent, and the talk of going into Catholic churches, and then this, when Mike Lee puts forward, you know, there have been 34 arrests of pro-lifers, many of whom have been exonerated in courts of law, 81 attacks on abortion facilities, pro-life facilities, and only two prosecuted. That doesn't include Catholic churches. What does that all add up to? an overt anti-conservative, anti-Catholic, anti-Christian bias on the part of this administration. It's not that hard. You just add up the pieces and you see what they equal.
And you know what? I put a video on Instagram and talking about this last night. Actually, I took a small segment of my broadcast last night and I put it on Instagram. And I can't tell you how many leftists are on there. They're so angry with me. And they go, how dare you? How dare you? And they're going, Are you suggesting that God is a Republican? And I said, I've never said that in this conversation, but you are. And see, ultimately what it comes down to, that Republicans acknowledge God, Democrats reject God. You understand that? Maybe I need to make a t-shirt that say that. Republicans acknowledge God, Democrats reject God. Because that's exactly what it is, exactly what's happening. Now, I want to talk about another story before we go over to Rumble. Listen to this. This is out right now. You remember, so y'all know that Jim Jordan made requests for Alvin Bragg, right? He made a request to Alvin Bragg about for all the documentation that he's going after President Trump, right? Right? You remember? And come to find out that there was federal dollars used by the Attorney General out of New York, Alvin Bragg, to go after President Trump. Federal dollars was used. And then Alvin Bragg decided to sue Jim Jordan. And on top of that, to put a restraining order against Jim Jordan. But to my understanding, the restraining order was thrown out because it's completely idiotic. How are you going to restrain members of Congress? I mean, really?
And he should know that being a DA.
And he's just, and Jim Jordan has every right to ask for that information, that documentation, because federal dollars were used. Listen to this story here. So let's bring this story up here. This is breaking. Well, this is breaking today, right, Shannon?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. So Representative Biggs says House Republicans have introduced legislation to defund Manhattan DA's office and make them repay federal funds. Biggs said that on Thursday that they would hold the DA's office accountable for not addressing the crime in the city and for using federal resources to prosecute former President Donald Trump. The Daily Caller first obtained the bills. One is called Accountability for Lawless Violence in Our Neighborhoods Act, and the other one is called No Federal Funds for Political Prosecutions Act. The Federal Funds for Political Prosecutions Act prohibits state or local law enforcement agencies from using funds or property attained pursuant to, you know, certain sections. It says to investigate or prosecute a president, vice president, or a candidate for office of president in a criminal case while lawlessness permeates major American cities. So they're saying, listen, don't waste your money on a lawsuit, because you know how much they spent on this lawsuit for President Trump, and yet he's letting all kinds of crime happen in his city.
Oh, my goodness.
And he focused on that more than focusing on the crime that's happening in his city that affects his people.
He's supposedly the DA of New York City, but he's more concentrating on President Trump than to protect the people in the city of New York.
Right. And basically, he says that he has weaponized the prosecutor's office. And then he also said that with an almost insurmountable national debt that exceeds $1 trillion, the nation simply cannot afford to support Bragg's politicization of the criminal justice system.
So what do you think is going to happen, Shannon, with this whole thing with Attorney General Bragg? What do you think is going to happen? Do you think that they're, you know, at some point this case is just going to fall flat on its face? Or do you think George Soros is just going to continue pouring money into it along with other, you know, anti-American socialist communist Democrats?
Well, according to, you know, all the people, the experts that we've listened to, they're saying they believe unless they get this actually moved to a different location, that most likely Trump will be charged with some kind of a crime eventually. But you know what?
Because they've gone this far, they're not going to let up.
Yeah.
It's really embarrassing if they do all this and it just falls flat on his face.
But as far as the lawsuit that he has against Jim Jordan, completely ridiculous. And as far as this legislation against the DA's office, you know, quite honestly, the Democrats in the Senate aren't going to go for it. So, but there's a lot of lawsuits flying around and all this stuff, and everybody's trying to flex. Yeah. And the sad thing is it just magnifies the problem we have in our country.
The corruption.
We have the corruption. Is getting away with our corruption over and over and over. And because the Democrats are in control of the Senate and the executive office, there's really not a whole lot
that Republicans can do. And the DOJ and the FBI and the CIA.
All we can do is expose what they're doing.
The FTC, the FFA, the FCC, all of them. All of them. They're in control of all of them. And even the school board, they're in control of all of them. That's why we're seeing the corruption at the highest level that we're seeing. Okay. Let me see. Did we get any super chats? Did anyone bless us with any stars?
No super stats.
No super stats.
I'm sorry, chats.
You're mixing together.
But we did get some stars.
We got some blessings with some stars.
We did. Let me go here. We had Chuck, Chad, Sherry, and Kim.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the blessing, those blessings. Thank you so much.
And listen, remember, you can always go to uniteamericafirst.com/donate and support Will there. There's many different ways if you don't like Facebook stars or super chats. Or
I do have a physical address too.
Yeah,
I do have a physical address. Yep. And we're getting ready to go live on Rumble right now, everybody, for some of this other stuff. I have to split it up like that for obvious reasons. So we're getting ready to go over to Rumble. So for those of you that want to join me on Rumble, let's put it up on the screen. So let's put it up on the screen. Go to Rumble and you can type in my name. Now, one young lady sent me a message saying, Will, I'm having a hard time finding you on Rumble. So that's why I have that down there at the bottom in blue. You can go to a browser, type in www.uaf.media. And my producer, she'll put that in the link, www.uaf.media. And what that does, it will direct you to my website and it shows you the list of the different platforms. All you have to do is go to it and scroll down and click on Rumble and it will take you directly. It will take you directly to my Rumble channel. And while you're there,
the third one down, by the way,
And while you're there, please subscribe. Please subscribe. Lynn, thank you so much for the stars. I see you there. And Ruby, thank you so much for this Facebook stars as well. I really do appreciate it. I really do appreciate it. Okay, everybody, we're getting ready to end it here. So please join me over on Rumble. Let's get ready to Rumble. You like that?
Sure.
You like that? Okay. All right, we're ending it on Facebook and YouTube, everybody. Join us over there. Join us over there. We'll see you over there in a minute. All right. As soon as we get verification. Okay. Yep. I see Facebook going down and we should be going down on YouTube. I think it should be ending there as well. And I think we are good. Okay. Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's get it. So let me see. I think it was this one here. Yes. This one I want to share with you first. Okay, now some of this, and I probably could have shown this one to you, but I'm running out of time, so I'm going to show it to everyone that's interested in this on this one here on Rumble. And I probably won't play all of this because there's some other stuff I really want to get to. Listen to this, because this is about Joe Biden overseas, and you can see Hunter Biden is there with him. Again, probably doing some backdoor deals of the sort. Who's to say that he's not?
Meeting with the UK Prime Minister, and he brought along a special guest, his son Hunter. He had to take a break from his art show. It comes after newly acquired White House visitor logs reveal that Hunter's business associates, get this, visited the White House over 80 times while Joe was vice president. Longtime partner Eric Schwerin tops the list with 30 visits, followed by Joan Mayer, who is a VP of the investment firm Rosemont Seneca. Congresswoman Nancy Mace serves on the House Oversight Committee and joins us now. Congresswoman,
that's crazy. Over 80 times. Over 80 times. Right? And it kind of made me think about how the social media platforms, Twitter, Google, and Facebook, showing up at the White House multiple times. How can we censor the American people for you, sir? What do we need to do, sir, Tell us what we need to do. If they say America will censor them, if they say God bless America, we'll censor them. If they try to fight against the trans terrorists, we'll censor them. We'll block them. If they come out with any story that you tell us not to tell, we'll get them, sir. Just tell us. And that's exactly what happened. And it's, oh, great. You do it for us, because we're not supposed to do it, because we're, you know, we do have this little document that's in our way to call the Constitution. And if we do it, then it becomes a bigger deal. But you can do it for us. And that's exactly what took place. No, let's go back to it. I want to show this. This is part of the propaganda, the propaganda, the liberal propaganda. And now there's another video. I think we'll play this. We'll play it after this. And I'm pretty sure everyone has seen this, but let's play this one first, because this one's pretty new. This is showing how they lied. Every last one of them lied about what they knew when it came to the Hunter Biden laptop. And they all were saying that it was Russian propaganda. They went with the big lie. And not a single one of them are trying to say that they were wrong.
Over the past few days, President Trump has highlighted a report by the New York Post about Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son. There are major questions about the origins and the accuracy of that story, that the president's personal attorney was peddling Russian disinformation.
Unfounded claims about Vice President Biden's son, Hunter.
Unverified story about Hunter Biden.
Adam Schiff suggested the claims are Russian disinformation.
Disinformation. Intelligence agencies warned the White House that Russian intelligence used Rudy Giuliani as a vessel to undermine the Biden campaign.
Republicans vowed to subpoena the CEO of Twitter for blocking a politically charged and uncorroborated story in the New York Post. It involved Hunter Biden, son of presidential candidate Joe Biden, and his business dealings in Ukraine.
You know, it's this article of dubious sourcing that's been disproved by lots and lots of reputable news organizations. The story is suspect. Couldn't have two more dubious sources, I think, on any story.
Did she say reputable news outlets, Shannon? Did she say reputable news media outlets? Did she really say that?
Of course. I mean, this is all.
Did she really truly say that?
I mean, yes, she
actually said that. Wow.
They put up this story about this hard drive, and it had a really wacky story about how it got to the. Anyway, I'm not going to go into the details of it because I found it hard to believe. The whole thing blew up and it was used, you know, it took a sort of a pretty shoddy story and then made it into this cause célèbre for the right wing about censorship, which has been one of their things they talk about without a whole lot of proof.
Without a whole lot of proof? This woman is lying through her rabbit teeth. She's lying. There's been multiple people that were banned and lost their accounts. Multiple people it happened to because of this story, because they covered up the Hunter Biden laptop, because the FBI went to the tech company and said, anyone that shows this, you need to censor them and ban them. She's literally lying, right? She's lying in, and she's probably, and she, I don't even know who this woman is, if that's even a woman. If you ask her today, she probably won't even be like, well, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. And you show her this video. Didn't you say this? And then she went, I don't have nothing to say.
You actually sound like you're on a Fox News show right now. You sound a little bit like an anchor.
Well, unfortunately, Fox is one of the only news channels that's covering real emails.
Even Fox News would not touch this story that President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, tried to dump. You know that. Even the New York Post, the key reporter, did not want
to spy
line.
Fox News just confirmed Hunter Biden's former business associate, who identified by name, Joe Biden, is the big guy who's profiting off of these shady foreign dealings. And it's not just China. It's Ukraine, and it's $3.5 million from Moscow.
There was a dossier.
It was real, and it all had to involve the Bidens.
Okay. Yes, it all had to involve the Biden crime family. Now, there was at one point where Fox News was not talking about the Hunter Biden laptop. But then when it all came out that it was 100% true, then they did it. Then they jumped on board. Right? They jumped on board. And Fox News should have been screaming, talking about how they were banning media outlets on social media. But they didn't say, I don't recall Fox News saying anything. Maybe they did, but I didn't recall them saying anything about it. But after, when it truly came out that it was legit, that Hunter Biden had this laptop, and even today, the liberal media ignores it. That's when Fox News started saying something.
Former senior intelligence official tells me that President Trump was warned Giuliani's information was likely Russian disinformation. The Biden campaign says Russian disinformation. And disinformation experts I talk to tell me that pro-Russian actors have been packaging their disinformation next to apparently legitimate information, and that they fear that Russian and other actors will continue doing so in the final weeks before the election.
You hear that?
Such important reporting. Thank you, Nick Schifrin.
Such important reporting. Such important reporting. What? All of the liberal media got the same memo and they all lied. Every last one of them. The mainstream media, it's not even the mainstream media on the national scale. It's even the media at the local level. They all get the same memo and they all put out the same exact lie from the federal government. Here's a video of state media. You know, Elon Musk. The NPR got off of Twitter because Elon Musk labeled them as state media. He even tagged, they had their Twitter page tagged as state media. They couldn't remove it. So they got off of Twitter because they are 100% state media. That means the government controls them. That means the government tells them what to say and what to do and who to report on and who not to report on, like Hunter Biden. Look at this state media video.
Unfortunately, some members of the media
use their platforms
to push their own personal bias.
Look at that. And see, they're all saying it. And I know everyone has seen this video, but that's what you call state media. Every last one of them.
I mean, because they all say the exact
programmed to say the exact same thing.
Words.
That is the government feeding them the teleprompter. That's the government feeding them the teleprompter. And it's not just the Communist News Network, known as Clinton News Network, or the Communist News Network, CNN, or MSSTD, MSDNC. It's all of them. It's all of them. And none of them are questioning it. I'm wondering how many people in this video that you see here actually seen this video and they're in it. I'm just wondering. And then when they look at the video, does anything trigger in their mind goes, well, you know, maybe we are being told what to say. Are any of them even questioning it? Remember, because Carrie Lake, she used to be among these people. She used to be among these people. And she talked about it. There's been other people that used to be among these people. Then they got away from it. So I'm just wondering how many of them saw this. And they're still going, well, you know, I don't care. Long as they're paying me, I'm going to do state media. I'll lie to everybody. You don't have to. I don't care. Because they really don't care. They don't care about the American people at all. And they don't care showing us. One thing I want to share with y'all is this whole thing about the trans terrorists, or in this case, trans Tifa. It's not even trans Tifa. It's not even just trans Tifa or the trans terrorists. It's, you know, it's all of these leftists, the elemental P community going in to, you know, different organizations, different schools, different facilities, and they're putting up their sick paraphernalia. Now, a lot of people go, but Will, I have a lot of friends that are, you know, that are gay, that are just really nice people. Okay, I'm not talking about if they're nice or not. I could care less, right? And be honest with you, when it comes to their sexual preference, it's none of Will Johnson's business. Why do I need to know? Everybody that's watching right now, I don't know if you're male or female. You don't need to tell me. No one in the, and I look and I see some of the names, I could tell by looking at some of the pictures. But if you didn't have any pictures there and you just had a generic name, like some people use names that are kind of like, you know, letters and numbers and stuff. You know, people do it. They have a reason why they do that. But I can't tell if you're male or female. And I don't ever go in there. Hey, tell me if you're male or female. I don't care. But there's only two options there. You're either male or female. Nothing in between. But when you allow these sick individuals to come in and set up shop, you can expect Satan to try to do everything that he can to wreak havoc. And that's exactly what happened in this video here. This young lady, she's upset. And when the LGBT community first came in, she was like, oh, okay, great, wonderful. This is about pride. Yay, yay, yay. She's all about it. All about it. Until she found out what they were doing, what they were promoting. You can't make it up.
It started out as pride coming in. And I thought everything would be okay. I was totally fine with them having...
See, she thought everything was okay. She was perfectly fine with them having...
And doing what they wanted under the laws. And it ended with a rainbow room where 8 to 12-year-old kids were given butt plugs and dildos.
Did y'all hear that? Did you hear that, Shannon?
Yeah, it's so disgusting.
Did you hear what she said? And she's about to bust out crying. See... What did you, you know, it's like this. What did you expect?
Yeah, you know what? These Pride Month things, they really are very sexual events. And they don't see anything wrong with handing out dildos.
No, not even they don't.
To 8, 12-year-olds. Come on. But that's what happens when you open the door to evil.
She's the devil says, talking about butt plugs
and gross.
Dildos. To children. How many of you that are in the chat right now, because I'm looking down at my phone right now. How many of you are fine? And it don't even have to be your child, just period, in general, that they're doing this. Are you okay with them handing out butt plugs and dildos to children? Yes or no?
You know the answer's no.
Yes or no? I'm looking in the chats right now. There might be someone in there but like, yeah, I like the idea. They need to be educated. I had this dude when I was in Austin literally tell me, well, children need to be educated in this. No, children don't need to know about your sexual perversion. And this dude got mad with me. So is it okay? Yes or no? I would say no. Yep. People come in here. Everyone's saying no, 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 no. Mandy said, hell no. Thank you. So did Elaine. Hell no. Absolutely. And that's appropriate time to say it. Hell no. I show no sympathy to these perverts when it comes to kids.
But see, you know what? It's people like this that say, I had no problem with.
Exactly.
That is what opens the door.
Yes. And you know what? She even says it. She even says she realized her mistake. Listen to this.
A rainbow room where 8 to 12-year-old kids were given butt plugs and dildos and trained. They just got a city grant for $650,000 to be able to do more training on the children.
Wow. More money.
It was horrendous. I have asked my friends there what if it's getting any better. Every single one of them are leaving. And it is a very good tax base. These conservatives are good tax base people. It was absolutely horrible to watch. You think that you're doing things based on laws, but you are doing things and you are letting Satan in. He will not take an inch. I promise you.
Thank
he
you
will
for
take
your comments.
Everything and it
Next,
will not stop.
Please.
It doesn't stop.
You hear that? And yeah. Then we need to cut her off. We need to cut her off. Thank you for your comment.
She said the word Satan. Let's go.
Thank you for your comment. Yep. She says Satan.
It's okay with butt plugs, dildo. We cut it off at Satan.
Dude was probably getting excited. Oh, now you're talking about Satan. We need to cut it out now. They're targeting our children. It's completely disgusting. They're targeting our children. Hey, everybody, look, do me a favor. If you go to my website, uniteamericafirst.com, you can pick up a t-shirt. Support me right now. If you want to get one of my t-shirts, use UAF10 to get 10% off. UAF10. Okay. UAF10 to get 10% off. And I design everything that you see on there. My latest one I did was for my Culture War show that I do on Live from America Monday through Thursday at 5 p.m. Central. Y'all should really tune into that one as well. Yep, this one here, Culture Wars. It's pretty nice, pretty slick. Have you ordered mine yet, Shannon? I'm putting her on the spot here.
Oh my gosh, no, I didn't.
Oh, you have not. I'm trying to get, see.
But this one's really popular too, Christian.
Yes.
This has been one of our hot sellers, and people that wear hats really like the hat. It's embroidered.
It really is nice.
You can see right here.
Yep.
It's really nice, and using the UAF10, you get 10% off. It's really nice quality.
Yep, yep. Support me. Please support me. Help me keep going. Because they've put it this way. The left, they know how to hurt you. And it's entirely up to God's people to support me to continue going. It really is. I can't do this without you, without God's people helping me. You know, I pray to the Lord that he puts it on your heart to help me. And every little bit counts. Every little bit counts. And just like if you send me a Rumble rant, it goes to paying my switch operator and my producer. So please consider supporting me. Please consider supporting me. It really helps. It really does. Okay, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Again, don't forget, UniteAmericaFirst.com. UniteAmericaFirst.com. Go there. Support me. Support me and share this video. Hit the thumbs up. Who hasn't hit the thumbs up? Hit that thumbs up right now on Rumble. That's how you rumble this video. Hit the thumbs up. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
When our leaders start telling us that there's going to be a global food crisis, even here in the U.S., now it's time to act. My Patriot Supply is by far one of the best preparedness companies that you can use and rely on. Act now while supplies last, because you don't know when the shelves are going to be empty. This kit provides breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Go to preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Let me emphasize on that. Preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Do it today.
With the talk of nuclear fallout amongst different countries, one thing that is not discussed is a possible EMP attack. What is that, you ask? With an EMP, they can destroy cities without a single tactical nuke, which causes massive destruction. But there is a solution. With EMP Shield, you can protect yourself and your family from a possible EMP attack. To do so, simply go to EMPShield.com to find out more information. There are three goals when it comes to EMP protection. 1. Improve risk awareness of electromagnetic threats and hazards. 2. Enhance capability to protect critical infrastructure. 3. Promote effective electromagnetic instance response and recovery efforts. The United States is prepared for extreme magnetic instances, but where does that leave you? Do not depend on the government to save you. Use promo code UAFShield and take advantage of this great deal and protect yourself and your family today at EMPShield.com.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.